Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Stephen Leng.
How are you, Stephen Leng?
We're back.
Reunited after, what, 6 weeks?
6 weeks, a long 6 weeks, yeah.
I've missed you.
I've missed you too, darling. How are you?
I'm really good,
thank you. You've been
busy. I've been a busy boy, yeah, you could say that, yeah. And how's everything been your end and back home?
Yeah, all right. I've talked about it already. Obviously, I lost my grandma and stuff, and it's been a bit intense. But coming out the other side, I guess, a bit. And next week, we're going to New York, so not going to complain about that.
You're going to be living your best life in New York.
Exactly. No complaints.
Well needed. We're going to have a good time for me. Never done New York.
I can't believe that.
I know, must be the only gay man in the world that's never been to New
York. How many times you gone to Vegas?
Only once.
Have you? Oh, I thought you'd got more than that.
No, only the once for work, but I did like a bit of Vegas.
Not at the moment. It's something like 49 degrees or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a little bit of that heat here, but yeah, careful what you wish for. But weather aside, because as we know, this isn't a weather station, but...
as much as we love to talk about it.
We'll always bring you a bit of weather. We're all spilling the tea. And as ever, we've got a jam-packed show this evening, and we're going to be discussing, of course, show business, because let's face it, that's what we do best. But we have got some amazing guests and interviews tonight. We have got Drag Race UK's Crystal Versace in the house.
How'd you stunning feel? Love stunning. Her yep, can't wait to find out about her new BBC show and all that.
Yeah, what we're guessing outfit was,
I reckon not in drag. She don't want to come off the Cali Road tube.
This is true.
In your full, okay. Maybe she does, maybe.
We'll keep you posted, you guys, yeah. And keep an eye on our socials, because you'll be seeing it all there. And by the way, talking of socials, you all know we've got a brand new Instagram account now, so make sure you follow us. It's at AAA FUBAR, obviously stands for Access All Areas FUBAR. So go give us a little follow. And then after the lovely Crystal, we are joined by former Strictly stars Orla and James Jordan.
Stunning. Can't wait. Love them.
So we've got a proper little razzmatazz of a show lined up tonight.
Drag racing's former Strictly.
I mean, you don't get camper than that.
Exactly,
and with
don't.
Us as hosts, I mean, it's good to be back.
We said before we're the gay show, and we really are. Couldn't be any gayer.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we bring a little bit of gay.
I think we do.
We bring a bit of everything, Stephen. But as always, as we well know, babes, we always start the show with a little bit of showbiz. Mm. Now, what has caught your eye?
Well, there's been some happy news. I've seen Renee Zellweger has got engaged, which is nice. Bridget Jones.
Yeah, old Bridge.
Because she hasn't had the best of luck when it comes to relationships. Her last marriage lasted 4 months.
Yeah. It isn't the longest.
I mean,
beat one of Kim's. What was that? 72
true.
Days.
Yeah, or Britney, which I think was 72 hours.
72 hours. So, I mean, Renee, I mean, like, goals
a
in
lifetime,
a way.
Lifetime in Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Yeah, so she's engaged to a British presenter called Ant Anstead.
He's a salt as well, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's done well there.
But when they say presenter, I not really don't think I recognise him. Won't lie. Did you?
No, I would notice him in a pub. But
yeah, you would. Yeah, on the tube, you know. But your eyelashes.
I'm not the but I'm not the biggest car lover. I mean, I'm that boy that's got a car and a driving license, but I don't like driving.
Right.
So, and he's very much into presenting car shows.
Right.
Isn't he? So it's not something he presents there for the love of cars, which I ain't gonna lie, isn't on my like watch list.
No, do you know what? I did go for a stage where I used to watch. I don't drive.
You had little butch phase.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have no idea why. I used to watch. What was the Jeremy Clarkson show called?
Top Gear.
I used to watch Top Gear quite a bit because it's not just about the cars. Well, it is, but like there's some.
It is quite a lot to do with cars, I think.
Yeah. But I used to quite, I used to quite enjoy that. Weirdly enough, for a little while.
Oh.
When I was at university, I used to watch it. Anyway, completely off the topic.
Easy watching, but love you, Renee, and I'm looking forward to see what she, because she does it so incredible at the minute.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
To me, she's always Bridget, though. Love that.
Can never really escape that, I guess. And I guess as well, it's a similar, you know, like with Jennifer Aniston, like Unlucky in Love, Jen. I think Renee's got a similar vibe, because she's in her 50s, isn't she? She's never really managed to...
And don't look a day over 21.
She doesn't. I mean, she must have a good dentist. That's all I can say.
And that moisturiser is working, girl.
It really is. That creme de la mer.
Yeah.
Really works.
But like a lot of A-list stars in Hollywood, they're keeping it low-key.
Mm.
And they're absolutely keeping the plans private. But I'm sure we'll see something on Soch.
Oh, I mean, there'll be a leaked picture, I'm sure.
There'll be an helicopter flying over somewhere, we'll see. Yeah. But she's going to look stunning. Let's absolutely have it right.
Fair.
So I've been trying to catch up the last few days with showbiz, and got to touch upon Lily Allen. She's currently appearing in The Pillow Man in London. Now, yeah. I did see her after the whole Panny D thing and life got back to normal-ish. She was in a show called 222.
Ghost Story.
Cheryl took over, yeah. And a lot of people have done it. And she was really good in that. But now she's on to her next. And apparently our producer's been to see the show and it's getting very, very good reviews.
Really? Well, I mean, she seems to be... This is her new calling, right? I don't think... It's a bit like with Rihanna. We're not getting an album anytime soon.
No. I think she's hung up her a microphone.
Yeah.
The Days of Smile are gone. Do you know what I mean? But I used to love that album. I remember passing the driving test and blaring out a bit of Lily.
Yeah, the big... it was the ball gown with trainers and everyone was like... Their minds were blown by this.
That was the look, wasn't it, for old Lils?
So now I think that, well, and interestingly, I think that Cheryl's almost sort of treading the same pathway as Lily, isn't she? Because she was kind of, everyone really loved her in 222.
And I think, I think she might have. I'm not sure because it's normally like four characters in that one. And I think she actually took over Lily, or she took the role of what Lily was playing. I know a few have done it. But she's very much going down that route. But I'm all for people branching out and stepping out of their box.
Yeah, 100% step out your box. I think for someone like Cheryl, and probably actually for Lily as well, you kind of realise that pop is can be quite a brief career, right? And you kind of, people, after a little while, people are less interested in what you have to say musically because there's so many artists around and big artists, you know, like the Beyoncés, the Madonnas, the Ariana Grandes, who like swallow up a lot of time, like people's attention.
There's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, so I think for someone like Cheryl, it's quite a good career path to take, and Lily's sort of proving that. I think she's done a couple of like little sort of Sky dramas and stuff as well, hasn't she? Like
she was
bits
on,
and bobs.
I can't think what it's called. I saw an episode of something she did. I think it was an all-female class. Really, really good. But I think she's absolutely smashing it as an actress. And fair play to Lily. Like I say, always holds a place in my nostalgia. I think, you know, we always say this about pop stars. When you're growing up, you kind of go through that passage of time. Whatever she was in, I'll just be like, do you know what? It's Lil's.
Yeah,
100%. We love her. Yeah. So, shout out to Lil. Now, talking of pop stars, not sure if you've seen this, Stephen, but Madame Tussauds have released 7 Harry Style waxworks, which I kind of thought goals.
Well, if you're Harry,
your ass is big enough, I wouldn't mind 7 Harrys.
A real life
Styles real, in my house.
A real life Harry sized doll, Bob. You can get yourself in trouble for that.
that sounds a little bit bad. Waxworks dolls. That's what we're talking, waxworks. And I think they're all different versions of him.
Yeah.
So I think one's got like the pearl necklace. I think one's him like early doors. Yeah, get in trouble for that as well. but every country or every city's got a different one.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people was thinking, oh, has London got all 7? Which might be a bit Harry overkill.
Yeah, fair.
Which, to be fair, otherwise it would just be a Harry Styles museum, wouldn't it?
Well, I will say, though, 7 looks of Harry Styles. I think I can name 3 of his kind of most unique looks. And beyond that, I'm at a loss. 7 different looks of Harry Styles. He's only had 2 hairstyles.
But maybe they're going back from maybe 3? First auditions. But then saying that, then you'd have to age him really young.
He was like 16, wasn't he, when he first started?
Yeah, but how were they doing that?
Do you know the one I think about when I think about him when he first sort of was coming around on X Factor? Was when he used to wear those onesies. Onesies were first thing. And all the One Direction boys, the Pat pitched them arriving at the studio. They were all in onesies and stuff, which was quite a moment in time. But then I think of him like stylish Harry, you know, in like a Gucci suit. I think it was Gucci that he was working with those. And then like on stage Harry and sort of that Harley Quinn sort of like diamond patterned sort of
that's
look.
Right. Yeah, that's got to be one of them.
Yeah.
Got to be. There's a pearl necklace somewhere. 100%.
Yeah. but I don't know. 7 seems a lot. I think what they're trying to do is they've got 7 Madame Tussauds that they need to fill with Harry's, right? Because Harry's big everywhere all around the world. And
so let's just duplicate this and just 3D printer.
Clutching at those straws, I think, a bit, aren't they? Would you be going to the Madame Tussauds down in Paddington to go see? No, not Paddington, Baker Street.
I've not been for years to meet a Madame Tussauds, but the few times I have been, I've always loved it. So I'm not saying I wouldn't not go. Yeah, I'd go have a selfie with Harry.
I don't mind it. The one I've only been once, and they had a whole section on like YouTubers, and all I remember is being like, I don't know who all these people are, but it was like Zoella. It was like when Zoella was big, that kind of vibe. But you know, they've got to do these things. I imagine they probably have like royals, like different versions of the royals all around the world and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is true.
So like the Queen or Diana or something.
God, I wonder. I mean, God rest. I wonder if like literally the day the news was released was they just pushing King Charles to the front. Like maybe, because yeah, I guess time goes on. I wonder if someone thought, right, get into the office.
That is a good point. Do they have to sort of, do they remove people when
they
die?
Do they change his outfit? Yeah, I mean, the Queen's still got to be, because ain't Freddie Mercury
Oh yeah,
there?
Of course.
George Michael's there, yeah. God rest him.
Fair. Yeah, so they do keep them.
Because what would you do with them? I mean, basically, they're just big candles, aren't they, really? I'm guessing. They're wax.
You put a wick in their head, and then you just burn.
Maybe that's why they're seven Aries. They're just clearing out.
Yeah, they've got loads of bodies.
We've got a load of wax here. Come on, who can we make?
That's a good point, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a Harry Styles waxwork would not convince me to go to Madame Tussauds. Probably the only reason I go to Madame Tussauds now is if like family were coming to visit and they wanted to go. But it's quite expensive. Yeah.
Oh my God, well expensive. Yeah. I think, and it is very much a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
It does crack me up. I think there's certain ones I'm not going to name and shame, but there's one that comes to mind where I've seen where people on social media, God love social media, have posted photos of some of, I'm not sure if they're officially Madame Tussauds. I think some of them are. One might be like inspired, shall we say,
yeah,
for legal reasons. But some of the waxworks I've seen, I'm like, I think one was Vicky B.
I know the one you're talking about.
And I mean, if I was Victoria, I'd be screwing.
I've seen that one and it's her with David, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she looks more like Andrea McLean, the old women presenter.
She
yeah.
literally looks like Andrea, yeah, 100%.
I do like a poor waxwork, I have to say. I'd probably be more inclined to go and see the rubbish ones than the really good ones.
Yeah, because it'd just be the banter.
Funny.
But I do reckon the old piss was steaming out of Vic thinking, what's going on here?
No. But then she will have an official one, I imagine, at the London one, won't she? Because the Spice Girls will probably be there.
True. And then also, you just roll over at night and you're waking up to David Beckham. So come on, whatever your waxwork is, Vic, cheer up.
Do you know what must be funny, though, thinking about it? When you sort of fall out of favour or like you do something bad in the public eye or people just aren't that interested in you anymore, do they just sort of quietly just take you away?
Just drag them out the back.
One of those lift things and just pull you out and that's it, you're gone.
Yeah, and then, like cancel culture.
Yeah. Oh God,
they must just be a skip out the back.
I wonder if there's any old This Morning presenters.
I don't know who you could mean. Anything caught your eye, babe? I mean, yeah. It's been quite a busy week.
Well, I mean, I was mentioning Ariana Grande earlier on, and apparently she split from her bloke after only...
2 years, isn't
2
it?
2 years, yeah. And she was seen out at Wimbledon without her wedding ring on. I have to say, she's looking fab.
Oh, my God, yeah. If I weren't, I would.
Yeah, fair. Probably same. But she was there with one of her co-stars from Wicked, Jonathan something. And seems to be sort of living her best life because she's been recording Wicked in London basically since Christmas. And I think that, you know, part of these Hollywood strikes that are happening with the writers and the actors, I think it's all started to mean some of the productions have stopped now. So she's probably like, well, I've got some time off. So.
Tom, I mean, I've just not bumped into old Harry on the Central line yet. Where are you, Ariana? Come on. I want to see you at Westfield. I want to see you in Five Guys.
Can you
Where
imagine?
Where is she hiding?
She
and if you
be...
want to donate that ring to someone, I will take it, Ariana, because we've seen that hand's looking a bit light now.
It is, isn't it? And it was, I mean, I imagine she was like walking with a limp at one point. It was a pretty big ring.
It ain't a bad limp to have, though. It was a rock.
No, it certainly was. But I mean, the bloke she was with, Dalton Gomez, he kind of knew nothing about him, right?
No.
Like he wasn't a celebrity, he kind of appeared out of nowhere and they got married very quickly. I mean, there's the thing, right? Don't get with someone if you're a big celebrity and marry them within like 6 months and expect it to all, you know, dilly-dally on just fine.
Yeah, because it often just goes tits up.
Really does. And I think most people... Well, do you know what? Most people who would make that straight, not even celebrities, I guess, but when you're Ariana Grande, people are going to be interested.
Cool. So, commiserations, would that be the words? I mean, she might be living her best. She's been Wimbledon. She's watching the tennis.
Yeah, she's having a lovely time.
Right.
She was at the men's final.
She's painting herself green and skipping around London. But we do love you. And if you're free next week because of the strikes, Ariana, or the next couple of weeks, we'll always find time to have you on Access All Areas.
Totally happy with that.
We'd absolutely love that. So I'm just having a little look, JJ.
Now, this story, explain it, and then I've got some... Yeah.
So, I read this morning, Gigi Hadid has been arrested after drugs have been found in her luggage. So I'm going to word this carefully. So I don't know if they was on her purse. Well, they was in her luggage. Yeah. We don't know. I'm not saying she's packed that luggage. No. Someone might have packed it for her. Who knows? But she apparently arrived in the country via private plane, obs.
Yeah.
And she was found to have ganja. She had the ganj. And the utensils used for the consumption of ganja. But she pled guilty and she's been fined $1,000. But no other charges have been brought forward. So, I mean, a grand's a lot of money. I mean, to Gigi, not a lot. No, it's probably a meal deal. But she's pled guilty. She's paid the £1,000 or $1,000. And she's moving on with her life.
Yeah. Obviously, like, but yeah, being careful what we say. There's something quite iconic about models and that sort of, like, well, I'm on a private plane. I can just do what I like, you know. Yeah. And I imagine this kind of thing probably happens quite often. Where they just don't get caught. So, yeah, you know.
And maybe they think, if I'm on a private plane, maybe I'll get away with it. But some countries are really, there's certain countries you get fined for taking an orange in.
Eh? Really?
I know someone that was fined $400 for taking an orange into a country recently, accidentally. And, was fined for, so it was a very expensive orange.
Yes, actually, I have heard about this. Places like Australia, they're very, very tight on their... their biodiversity, right?
Oh, you can't even have mud on your shoes.
Yeah.
Come to Heathrow, you can have your hunters on, caked in mud,
don't give
clay,
a shit.
Soil, don't... cement. Heathrow don't care. Australia, you've got a little bit of mud on them shoes. Don't think so.
Yeah, well, they've had loads of problems, haven't they, with like invasive species and stuff. We've gone a bit off topic, but
we've become like Attenborough.
Biodiversity in Australia. Yeah, we've got onto there from Gigi Hadid.
See, we cover weather, animals, livestock.
There's
that is
very,
animals.
Very little we won't cover, to be fair.
Don't say we don't bring it all to you on a Wednesday evening.
But it gives me that sort of... Do you remember like in the olden days where... Not olden days. Olden days, like maybe 10 years ago.
And I'm 21, Steve. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you wouldn't even remember. Where Kate Moss was like kicked off an EasyJet flight from Turkey because she was drunk and like disorderly and stuff like that. Like those kind of like... Models aren't like that anymore, right? Models are like quite straight-laced. I mean, Kate Moss is sober now, I think, isn't she? And sort of very conscious of their public persona.
And their brand.
So it's quite funny for that.
But
sort
Kate's
of...
now the face of Diet Coke, so that's full circle.
Yeah, there was. I still love that press conference she did where she was like, I love Coke. And all the journalists are like, ha.
Love it. Wasn't
really
there
good.
Another famous model that threw her phone at someone on a plane? Was it her PA or an assistant?
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just wouldn't happen.
It just don't wash now.
No. I mean, it didn't wash then. She had
no, yeah, I think there was a lawsuit. It's never been allowed or encouraged.
I don't think anyone should be throwing things at people really under any sort of circumstances, right?
Yeah, we don't condone that here at Fubar.
No. I can't think of any time I've wanted to throw my phone at you, Bob.
No.
Maybe today. Maybe today's the day.
Never. I don't like putting my phone out. My phone's always in my hand. I don't like putting it on charge. Do you know what I mean? I don't throw that at no one.
Yeah. What if it gets smashed? I don't want to have to pay for the repairs on the screen.
Yeah, we know how much a phone charge is now to change a screen. It ain't an easy thing to do. So, obviously, I've been away for a little week or two.
Yeah.
I think 3 weeks, actually. So, I've been back and I've been doing Bobby on the Street.
Yeah.
Which is so good to be back in London town.
What were you discussing today?
So, today I've been discussing Bebe Rexha. So, she's leaked her boyfriend's text where he's allegedly fat-shamed her. So, they've apparently broken up and she's outed these alleged messages. So, I've took to the streets of London and I was like, what's the word on the curb?
Okay.
And I want to know what people are basically saying their red flag is when it comes to dating. Because I think we all have a red flag. Everyone's is very different. And I'm very intrigued by speaking to a lot of people today out in town. Everyone's was very different. So I was intrigued. So I'm going to play you just a little clip of what you're going to hear on Friday. Again, follow the new brand new Instagram account at AAAFUBAR where you get... the Bobby on the Street every single week, but here is a little clip.
like saying way too early on, like, that they're not looking for anything serious. It's like, why are we even talking about that? What makes you think that I am looking for something serious?
I'm going on a date tonight, so I feel like once the guy knows specifically where he wants to go, that implies to me that he's very picky. And normally to me, picky is a really big red flag, because it means later on down the line, how much more picky can he get and other things?
Going way too fast, like saying I love you after 2 dates.
If someone talks a lot about like the girls that he has been dating before.
When a guy assumes that he knows what's gonna happen, that's really unattractive to me. That's a red flag.
Well, maybe if someone isn't responding at all, like if someone's not taking the initiative in making plans with you.
I feel like in a more modern world, we both share the bill. I don't feel like it's a sort of one person do it or the other. I'm happy to go half and half.
They're bad at texting, because you can't really be bad at texting. It's just that you don't want to.
Some amazing answers there.
I agree with splitting the bill. I think that's very... I will do that under any circumstance.
2023 now, guys. Yeah. And he was a gay guy. I think I've not outed him. He did say, I've got a date with a guy. Because people always do say that. Like, how does it work with two guys? Because some people still stereotypically like, let the man pay. But when there's two men...
I mean, unless they're really filthy rich.
Yeah, then let him get the Barclay out.
Yeah, that's fine. You can get the Amex out. And,
yeah, the Coutts.
Get those off the Coutts card, yeah. Yeah, I think I kind of agree with all of them. But then I've also made those mistakes as well. Sometimes I don't text back if I'm not that interested or something. You know, we can all make...
Because some people, they was like, oh, we'd give it an hour, summer day... But how long is too long to wait for a reply? But guys, the answer to that will be Friday. So follow the Instagram account and you'll find out Bobby on the street and you're going to get that whole lovely little interview. Now, we're going to go straight to a trailer and then we're going to be back with Miss Crystal Versace from Drag Race UK. Woo-hoo! So guys, we will see you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents. All areas.
We have the absolute icon, legend, Janice Dickinson.
I'm here.
Do you still enjoy doing reality shows, or do you now see it as more of like a part of your job that you like have to do?
I do really enjoy it. I don't enjoy the actuality of eating fish eyeballs.
Well, yeah, there's that side to Amazon.
Or vagina of cow.
Yeah. But you do like the sort of social side, do you? Like just
the social side was fantastic. Just getting to know people and sleeping with people and eating with people when we didn't really have enough food.
This week we have Natalie Balmain, winner of Channel 4's Make Me a Prime Minister. We do have a serious problem with the standard of our public servants and the behaviour they display both in office and in ministerial office, no?
Absolutely, 100. We're an embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know, we're a nation that once purported to be world leaders. But now with the people we have in charge, we can't even lead ourselves.
Well, we are leading the world in terms of idiots and clowns in office, I think.
The dating show. Do you remember back in the day when it used to be like fashionable or it was the thing to do when you'd go on Facebook, and you'd be like, hello, I'm like in a relationship. And what was the other one? It was It's Complicated. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, it's in a relationship with or it's complicated. But then what you used to do, it used to pop up on the feed. So you'd be sitting there.
Yeah.
And then in the feed, it would be, I don't know, Jess, whoever is now single. So you like that one. Or poke them. Did you poke them? Then you give them a little poke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give a little virtual poke.
Yeah.
Just to go, I see you're single now, babe.
Yeah.
Facebook were great, wasn't it?
FUBAR Radio.
You can, okay.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
I'm Stephen Lang.
And we are joined by the amazing Crystal.
Woo! Yeah, girl. Miss Versace's in the house, baby.
How are you, Miss Versace?
I'm good, babe. Yeah, I'm really good. Excited to be here, yeah.
So excited to have you in the studio.
Thank you, darling.
What have you been up to? Busy bitch.
Oh, girl, it's everything, honestly. All the time, literally flying off here, there, Paris Fashion Week. Touring, gigs here and there, Canada, yeah, all across the block.
She's like Kardashian.
Go, all of it. Yeah, all of it, honestly.
And you got a new show.
Yes, oh my God, yeah, keeping up with Crystal Versace.
Tell us about it.
I love that.
So this is like a reality TV show, and it's very much, I say to all the gays, it's Housewives meets drag. It's the first time this has been done, and it's a collaboration between the two worlds that we all love.
Yep.
And it's incredible, and it's dramatic, and it's real, and that's what I wanted it to be, and here we are. So, yeah.
How have you found finding it? Is it a very different format, obviously, I'm guessing, to Drag Race?
Yeah, very different. I mean, obviously, we had, like, the producers, we had a... Because basically, WoW Presents was like... we obviously came around to doing my series that I won because I won Drag Race UK season 3.
So then you win the chance
to
do it.
Yeah, and obviously we don't get no money on the UK. so they were like, give you a series. And I was like, okay, right, I need to make this something special because it can't just be something thrown out because I'll be honest, in the past, it's kind of been a bit, Wild Presents have had, it's been obvious they've had the upper say. Yep. And the girls have just gone, yeah, I'll do it and carry along with it. And I was like, no. Whatever I do, I want to put my name on it and I need to be proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we put together the series and I was like, right, I'm not going to Hollywood because I just came off touring there. So you guys are going to fly your team over to London and we're going to start filming this show with my girls from London. And I'm going to just show you a personal in-depth life of the KV. And that's what it was. So, yeah.
And so are you showing you sort of on tour or is it like your day-to-day life?
So the core of the actual series is us because... I mean, if you've met the team, it's me, my drag sister Didylicious, my manager LaBelle, my drag daughter Imani Versace, and Bones, who runs the queer scene in Soho pretty much. She does a lot. And then Dosa Cat, who's off and everywhere, crazy bitch. so the core was to create this Next World show that was going to perform at the Palladium during my season 3 tour. So during touring, it was literally the craziest year of my life. And it was just tour. I literally had 2 months in the States, came home for 5 days, and we started filming in those 5 days. Jeez, before I went back on tour again for 2 months in the UK. So it was stressful. I was jet lagged. I had no patience. And we just got all the cameras out. This crew was literally like, what the fuck am I doing? And they just came over and started filming. And it was just, it was crazy. It was magical. And it was also the most stressful, hectic time of my life. As you can imagine.
And it surprises me that we still are the only franchise here in the UK where there is no prize fund for the winner. Do you think that's right, that UK is the only one that does? I mean, I know you get a show off the back of it. Every single franchise has a cash prize.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I think, obviously, like, I've made money back. But, you know, it's...
Coins are always nice.
I mean, yeah. To be fair, I'm like, look, at the end of the day, we're all drag queens. We want to be famous and we want riches. And if you throw 100 grand in there, these girls are going to fight to the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, if you're going to give them a Ru Peter badge, you're going to get them being like, oh, I love you. Do you know what I mean? And then everyone's like, boring TV. I'm like, throw a cash prize in there and watch the girls
and
fight.
And then watch the first.
Yeah, that's
the
all you need.
Will be real,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm sure WoW Presents have got a few coins left to chuck in there. But you know, I do think it'd be good to fight for something like that.
But would you be screwing now if the next year they're like, right, now there's 100 grand at stake?
Oh, like, go, I'm like, I swear to God, if they say it. I'll say that before I went on, and now I'm like, oh, it's a series we'll do.
Now you're like, give them nectar points.
Yeah,
they're fine.
I'm like, yeah, they'll do with every Peter Pan.
But it's because it's a public service broadcaster, right? The BBC's different to how it is in like the other countries, so none of the shows that they do, I don't think, give cash away as a prize, unless it's like a quiz show.
I think one of the one that Envy Peru won, I think it was the Swedish drag queen.
Oh, yeah.
The Dutch, whatever, I'm sorry. But that one, I think, she won, like, a Mac campaign, which is really cool.
Yeah,
so I don't think
that
had cash, but I was, like, still fierce. It's what you do with it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, exactly. And like you said, though, you were, like, coming back from a tour in America, you were in the UK. It's not like you haven't got work.
No.
So you are earning money from it.
Exactly.
But do you think winning helps that? Because it seems to me that a lot of the girls, even just on the show, seem to end up doing quite well.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's what you do with it. I mean, I won, and then I ran with it, and I was like, well... I didn't actually want to win, first of all.
Really?
Before I won. And until
Why?
The actual day. I think because of what happened with Lawrence the year before. And I was just like, when I was doing the show, before doing the show, I really wanted to meet top four. And I did that and I met top three. So I was like, right, I've done what I needed to do here.
I'm
happy
checking
with
out.
What I've done. Yeah, yeah, I'm literally like, I'm fine. I don't need another thing to add to the, the pile of things. Yeah, I'm like, I'm happy with what I've done. And then the winning came along and I was like, okay, right, I've got this now, so I'm just going to make it work. And it's been the most correct thing. Like, I'm sorry, but who else was going to win? It had to be me.
Well, fair, babe.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're the youngest person to ever win.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an advantage, being so young? Or has that gone against you? I mean, obviously you've won, so it didn't go against you. But is there a difference, do you think, age over youth?
I think it's been difficult because I've very much been in my own lane as far as, like, it's been a lot of me mapping stuff out because, you know, we've had loads of winners in the past, but no one's ever been this young. So it was a lot to grasp and try and figure out things on my own. But in the long run, it's made me very business savvy, very much aware of my surroundings, and it's made me grow up very quickly, which has been, you know, I just think in 10 years, I'm going to be way ahead of some people. So it's like, you know, it was a struggle at first and it was difficult to grip, but I'm ahead of the game because I'm the youngest one.
I think as well, your generation, not that we're saying we're a different generation, Bob, but
we are exactly, we're not.
But like you see, Drag Race has been on for basically most of your life, right?
Yeah,
like
pretty
in
much,
some
yeah.
form. I'd already moved to London by the time Drag Race was on, and we had to watch it like via some illegal streaming site. The Wi-Fi didn't
oh
work.
My God,
so we had
to
drag the TV closer to the Wi-Fi box and all that stuff.
I remember using to search it up.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, so for you, it's like it's always been sort of in your frame of reference and your sphere. Do you think that affected you, the reason why you did it and sort of why you won? Because it's like you've grown up with it in a way.
I think it affected me in the best way, because obviously, you know, when my like queerness was Drag Race, it was the only thing I could reach because I lived in a village in the middle of nowhere, and I was the first
girl.
I was the first boy ever putting a touch of eyebrow on or a touch of foundation on. Do you know what I mean? So, let alone being a drag queen,
like,
yeah,
oh
literally. So I kind of that was the only way I could figure out there was another world out there, and yeah, it definitely helped me, you know. But also, I feel like it's been engraved for me from a young age that I've always kind of been ahead of like people my age, and I've always seen things between the lines that people don't see, and I think Drag Race kind of put that in stone, and then. Yeah, here we are, I guess.
And probably makes you grow up quicker because you was 19 when you were. Which, I mean, some people still being sick at the back of a nightclub.
I know.
One too many Jager bombs.
Some people at 37 are still doing the same thing.
It's still one too many VK apples and is anyone's. Do you know what I mean? But I guess something like that, winning a show that's got that clout and getting that responsibility, you've got to grow up quick.
Yes, and there definitely came, you know, there's bad sides to that because... Speaking to someone yesterday and she was like, I'm really ready to go on Drag Race. And I was like, well, I actually never felt ready. I never felt in my soul that like I was ready to go on. Mm. It just happened and there we are, I won. And she was like, well, I've done all that. I've done all that in my life. I've made my name. I've partied. I used to go to stuff where, you know, people didn't know my name. And I used to do whatever I want and get fucked up. And now I'm ready to take it to the next level where I'm prepared for people to look at me in the public eye. And I was like, I never felt ready for that. And it happened and it correctly happened.
But, you know,
my life got quickly taken over. At that point in my life where I was 19 and I should have been, you know, wanting to move to London and go out and just like enjoy myself, get fucked up and just like enjoy life.
Yeah.
Whereas that quickly got swept over by you're in the public eye. Mm. You just want to show everyone's eyes on you.
Mm.
You're expected to take everything seriously. There's contracts being thrown at you. And it was a lot of once.
It's scary.
So I actually, so when I tried to go out and I tried to enjoy that part of my life, I used to get really frustrated because I was like, why are people treating me like this? Why can't I relax? Why can't I relax? And only now, you know, 2 years later, I'm like very much together with it and I very much understand it. But it took understanding. It took my actual conscious to understand why I'm being treated a different way.
Yeah, right.
You know, because I'd forget I was just one Drag Race. But it's weird. But, you know, I'm here.
And how do you find, I mean, maybe it's even because you won it, but social media, as amazing as it is, we all know it can be a bit of a beast and there's a dark side to social media. Do you get trolled? And if so, what kind of stuff do you face online?
I mean, I think everyone gets their fair deal of it. But I've always been very unapologetic with everything, even since school. I've always been the one that kind of stood out because, you know, I kind of didn't put up with shit. And that's kind of been since, like, birth, really. it's a lot of, like, actually, when Drag Race was happening, I didn't really see anything. And if I did, it really didn't affect me. I think it's like, if someone would say something about makeup, I'd be like, right, let's let's figure this out before you throw words around. I didn't really come into much of it. And obviously, I don't really care because I'm like, well... I mean, to be fair, speaking about the series, it's kind of come to the boil a bit again, some okay. of it. But, you know, it's kind of what happens when people are successful and people do something that people didn't think of first. People get bitter and yeah. jealous, and it's very obvious. So I kind of see it as that.
But the drag race community in particular seems to suffer really badly with it. People yeah. have really strong opinions about every single thing you do.
Yeah.
And some queens obviously take it quite to heart, don't they?
Yeah.
But you just said for you it's just never been something that you've taken on board.
I mean, everyone's human. There's certain things that will dig at me, but then I'm like, there's nothing that I'd drag it on for a while, because at the end I don't care. I'm like, I'm doing my own thing. I've always been in my own lane. I'm like, I don't care what you're doing, because I'm gonna do it
that.
My way.
Yeah. So
do you know
good.
What I mean?
That's
I just
so
don't
good.
care. I don't find anyone competitive. I don't think I've got competition. I'm like, I'm me, and it was part of it was proven on TV, and I'm still doing that and carry on that legacy. So, fuck it.
Amazing.
And I also think anyone that's got the time to pick up their phone and send hate, abuse, death threats, and just file shit to anyone
yeah.
clearly isn't happy.
That's the thing.
And so when you've almost got to feel sorry for them, and I struggled back it because I used to think, what am I? And it was always about my sexuality.
Yeah.
If you thought I was a dickhead, I wouldn't care. But when you're trolling,
because I am.
Yeah. I mean, I love you. Yeah. But when you're trolling someone because they've got green eyes or because they're gay, like, you can troll me till I'm 92. I'm not going to wake up literally. With a wife tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? So you're wasting your tweets and your DMs. Mm. But they're clearly not happy people. No. So now I kind of feel sorry for them. And I sometimes just send them a little Samaritan's number code. No, get well soon, babes, because something's troubling you. Speak to the Samaritans.
It's true. That is, it's literally that. It's like, you know, I think about when I was in school and I used to say vile things. It's like, well, I was still trying to figure out who I was.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, you know, we can all put our hands up to that. So I just think, you know, the people that still are doing that, and some of them twice my age, I'm like, well, you still haven't got to grips with it all, have you?
But, yeah.
Get
yeah.
well soon, yeah, bitches.
Right, I'll stop sending
it's him. He's tweeting us as we spoke.
But you mentioned the touring and how much stuff you've had going on. Do you still enjoy it? Because I sometimes wonder, it's like an intense experience and you're doing it constantly.
I mean, it's very intense stuff like that, especially again when it comes all at once, and it is literally like you could be working 2 months back to back and then all of a sudden you've got a month or two off. So it's a bit crazy when it's like that. It's very up and down, but it's definitely changed things, because, you know, I used to do drag for a hobby, and now it's like I love drag and love the aspects to it. I really do, and there's still so much core there, and I love just being creative, but it definitely puts a lot of it into like a job category, and it does feel like that a lot
of the time. You've become RuPaul.
Yeah, well, it kind of feels, you know, like that. But, you know, you just got to take it, you know, this is my job now, this is my legacy, this is what I do for a living, and this is what I'm really good at. So it's about always finding, doing stuff because it's work, and doing stuff because it makes you happy, because if it's all becomes the work part, there's no point in me doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So babes, I'm sure you've been asked this 100 times since you won, but I've got to ask you.
Go on.
Would you like to take part in Drag Race All Stars?
I'm not really bothered. I kind of go 70% of the time I'm like, no. And then a bit of me is like, maybe. I was speaking to someone the other day and she was like, look, you might as well just do it now, and then it can propel you off and you can just do your own thing forever. Because I'm Crystal Versace. I'm now an artist.
Yeah,
I'm not
thing.
Crystal Versace from Drag Race. Yeah, yeah, I won a crown.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's mine. That will always be mine. But I am an artist and I am, you know, that's me.
You've made your name.
Yeah, I've made my name. And it's like, I don't really want to keep going around in those circles of like doing Drag Race and being a Drag Race girl. I'm like, yeah, like props to you if you want to do that, amazing, but that's not me. I want to be known as Crystal Versace and that's it, really. So I don't know, I might visit back, I might, you know, go up against some fierce competition, but
for the first time,
yeah. but yeah, I don't know, I think it'll be good to just have fun with it, and I also said it'll be on my terms. If they call me up, it's going to be, right, you're going to have 50 grand sitting there to pay for these bloody outfits.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to need a cash check at the end for having me there in my time.
Yeah.
So it's not about just saying yes, but, you know, we'll see.
So never say never.
No, of course not. I will never say never to anything, but it will need to be, and it will need to be correct in my soul, and it needs to be on my terms.
But you also wouldn't cry if it never happened.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
If they said we're not doing it again, I'd be like, work. I'm carrying on doing me.
Yeah.
Do you still watch all of all the other versions? Because I've started to sort of just focus on the ones I really like now, which is the UK one. I always watch all the UK ones.
Yeah,
watch some of the Versus the World. But I actually find I get a bit...
No, I don't really watch them. I've watched some of them and I found them boring. But obviously watch the UK one. A lot of my girls are on it as well. Yeah, right. So I'm 100% always going to tune into that. The US one, like I tune into that. I try and keep on top of it all because, you know, you've got to meet these people and like you're surrounded by them all the time. So it's good to sort of like... stay on it. But it's hard, there's so much of it,
and honestly,
and if I'm honest, it's getting a bit boring now, everything's so overproduced. That's why I was like, right, I'm gonna put my own series into the world and do something a bit more real, because people are too afraid to say stuff nowadays, and even the smallest things, and I'm getting a bit bored of it, if I'm honest.
In terms of watching it back, because obviously you pre-record the show, don't you?
Yeah,
when you're filming, and then you watch it back. When it comes to sitting there watching it, is it true to life once it's gone to the edit, or are there things you've kind of sat on the sofa thinking, oh, the edit's twisted there, or you've cut something there, but because of you know what went down?
Yeah. You know. I mean, yeah, there's always going to be parts. You know, we film all day, and then it gets, you know, actually all day, 2 days in a row, and it gets condensed to a 40-minute episode.
Mm. So there is going to be things.
If you're going to go on and ramble like I do, they're going to cut it into a three-word sentence. Yeah. You know, and you could always hear it sometimes because it sort of like jumps into a word. Stuff has happened. Like, I mean, I had an argument with someone on the show and that got completely cut out. And it's like, I think, you know...
Was you fuming?
Oh, I was absolutely fuming, gear.
Was it really?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, okay.
Who did you drive around with? Spilled the tea.
Oh, it was Scarlett Harlott on the season. I really love her. It was when she like left untucked at one point because she stormed out because everyone picked her name on the runway or something. And then I ended up like calling her out.
Right.
Untucked, and they cut me out of it, of me saying anything. And I think they just wanted to keep me kind of in the good lane.
Yeah, right.
Even though I didn't say anything bad, it was very much what the whole room was thinking.
Yeah, right.
I love Scarlett. That stuff like that gets cut out, you know, because they want to fit, you know, they want to put it how they see it.
Yeah, of course. You know. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, yeah, so I think that's the thing with Drag Race, and a lot of drag queens have said over time, right, that like that's one of the things that they struggle with the most is the edit.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But, you know, at the end of the day, you went on there, you said the things. Even if they cut it, you still said those things, so.
And I think as long as you own it, I think just own your
that's
shit.
The thing.
Do you know what I mean? Because whether they hear it or not, if you stand by what you said, you don't care either way.
It's also not deep. I'm like,
yes, stop it is trying what it to, is.
Yeah, everyone goes on TV now, and I was guilty of it back then, and if I did go on TV now, it'd be very different, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
But everyone is just trying to say the best thing they can think of, even if it's completely not what they agree with, just to, you know, please the crowd. And it's so boring. Everyone's sick and tired of it, and everyone blends into the same thing.
Everyone's now self-editing and thinking about the audience and the punt, whereas back in the day, I think it was just more organic. People didn't give a shit, but the public aren't stupid
things
now.
We cannot say, and like, be sensible, but... As far as like saying what you think, just be honest.
Yeah.
If you feel like that girl's stepping on your toes or being a cow, tell her she's being a cow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get her out.
If someone's getting on your tits, tell her. Do you know what I mean?
You know, I'm just bored of it. It's just, you know.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm just doing my own thing and saying what I think and staying in my own lane and just enjoying being creative. You know.
So as we started the interview, busy bitch.
Yeah.
What's coming up next?
I mean,
the
it's
busyness
all happening.
Continues.
Yes. I mean, I've been having some very exciting calls at the moment, which is some stuff going on down the line, which is going to be a gag to everyone, I do think.
Oh my God, yes.
Because I think it's about time it did come out. I'm just working on small things and just, you know, working on just being a household name and an icon. Do you know
obviously.
What I mean?
The
so
dream.
That's what I'm kind of working on. But I'm really pushing social media now. I'm really getting into that. I actually just had Lady Gaga comment on my TikTok, which
what?
Was quite fierce.
Incredible.
I know. I was quite gagged.
Oh
my boyfriend
God.
Said it to me earlier. I was like, yeah, girl, let's go. House Labs, here we come. I'm just like really honing on that, enjoying social media, you know, just spreading my creativeness, having fun. Just working on new projects, because obviously we've literally just finished The Next World, Keeping Up With Christopher Sargent.
Yeah, right.
So that was like a big project we were working on for a while. So now that's done, we're like working on what's next. But yeah, I'm expanding the team, and we're just working on some really cool shit.
I love this
next year. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah,
so
and I've got some tours later this year and all that, and I'm off to the Philippines, which is fierce.
I love the Philippines. I've been multiple times.
I can't wait.
It's so
I
much
love
fun.
My food and I love my culture, and I just can't wait to go there and just enjoy it.
The
there.
Drag scene in Manila is insane.
Oh, I
it's
can imagine.
So brilliant. The shows they put on, they're like
oh, honey,
spitting
they're the dolls.
Fire and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like, whoa.
I cannot wait. So stuff like that is like really cool, but in the long term, yeah, I've got some cool stuff coming.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting
I'm
times.
Excited, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for coming
Thank
in, babe.
You.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Oh.
flashing nails to the camera. People that are listening can't hear, but we're getting on the social. Look at these nails.
Yeah, girl.
She walks in like acrylics or gels. Of course they're acrylics. That, you, they yeah, won't girl. Stay on if they were. They're not gels. They're
I basically
acrylics.
Go like this at this point.
Oh, bless you. Well, thank you so much, darling.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, babe.
Speak to you soon, guys. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with Ola and James Jordan from Strictly Fame. See you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents. Access all areas.
There was an interesting no-show, I thought, in Harry Styles. Apparently he didn't come because both Olivia Wilde, his ex-girlfriend, and Emrata was there too, and he was pictured kissing her recently in Japan.
Lucky care.
Apparently he avoided because best not to be around two women you've recently been with, I guess, if you're Harry Styles.
See, if I'd have been there, I'd have said to both of them, piss off. Harry, let's go and have a gin and tonic.
So joining us now, we have Count Binface, an independent space warrior. I just wanted to quickly ask you one last question. Let's say you had won that election and you became prime minister. You know, what are some of the big things you'd like to change? What are some of the big things you believe in that our politics needs?
Well, why don't we talk about the old royal family? Because, you know, I don't wish to abolish them like some people do. No. I merely wish to solidify their ceremonial role so that they become the living, breathing version of Madame Tussauds that deep down the public wants.
Again, I've been out on dates where people have gone, oh, like, what do you do? Why do they want pictures? And then I'll just go, oh, listen, I'll do a little bit on TV, that's it. And then 2 hours later, when they've had a few drinks, they stop going, so tell me what happened with this girl. What happened with this? What happened with that? And I thought you didn't know.
Well, this is why I think I struggle with my date life, because I just see myself as me. You know, I'm from Oxford, moved to London. That's it. I have a great group of friends. That's as simple as my life is. When I go to date someone, I don't see myself as, oh, I'm a girl that works on TV. I just see myself as me. But then I'm reminded by some of the things that they might do.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents.
Politics Uncensored. Joining me in the studio this week, we have James Robertson. How apathetic, James, do you think people are heading into this local election?
I think people aren't apathetic, are they? People can't be apathetic. It's just like whether it's hard out there and people are very frustrated with our politics. What they perhaps struggle to see is the relationship between voting for someone and them delivering things for them and delivering on the promises that they have made. So it's more to do with trust and less to do with sort of apathy, I think.
Every Thursday,
FUBAR Radio.
What a fab interview with Miss Crystal.
Lovely.
Now, unfortunately, guys, Oliver and James can't join us, but there's so much showbiz news. We're going straight into a little bit more, Stephen. So talk to me, babes. What has caught your eye?
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about all the obvious things that have been going on. I mean, after Philip Schofield, there's been another few little dramas. We'll avoid
See, I've
that.
I've missed a lot of this.
Probably best avoid
it. Yeah, I generally don't really know a lot. I know what you're referring to, but I don't know. So, yeah, probably not the best.
So there was, I mean, last week, actually, we were speaking a little bit about the Barbie movie. Mm. I'm going on Friday to see it. What do you think about it? Because I think it's basically like blanket advertising everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, the PR team behind that, I've seen elevators. I've gone all American. I've seen lifts. I've seen buses, bus stops, billboards. The team behind that branding of that, I can't actually think of a film that has had that kind of push before. And I know it was embargoed. A lot of people have seen from the premiere and no one's been allowed to talk about it. And it's very rare that you get films like that. Every few years you get a film that comes around like that. I would watch it. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say it. I used to be a Barbie boy.
Were you?
Yeah, I had a lot of Barbies.
But interestingly though, I think when we grew up, that wasn't common, right?
Oh no!
So your parents were quite supportive of, because if I'd have tried to buy a Barbie, I think my mum and dad would have said no. I never wanted one.
No, mum let me. Oh, I always wanted one.
Really?
And I'd go to Woolworths, R.I.P.
Oh, just love a little pick and mix.
Loved Woolworths. And I'd pick my Barbie, and then they used to do like smaller packs of outfits, and I'd go like, say, I'll have Malibu Barbie.
Yeah.
But she only had a bikini for it, and I'd go, oh, she's going to want a dress and shoes.
Yeah.
And my mum would like, I'll pick her an outfit, and I'd pick her a dress and some shoes.
That's very progressive. Sort of the 90s.
Mummy Norris was one step ahead of the game. Yeah. I think she knew what bus I was on from a very early age. It's never come as a shock to her.
Right, okay.
She never fell off her chair, put it that way. But yeah, I used to love dressing up. I did have two Action Men. And
did you make Action Man and Barbie kiss? Or did you make the two Action Men kiss?
No, my two Action Men, I never made them kiss, but they were very close. But I liked
good friends.
They were best friends, my Action Men. But I loved a Barbie, but I don't think kids today, I mean, I'm sure dolls still exist, obviously, because the Barbie film exists, but it's all like games, it's online, it's iPads and tablets. Our games was imagination. Mm. So I could get lost, sat on the stairs with a couple of Barbies, give me a Malibu and a ballerina Barbie. I was happy as a pig in shite.
I loved
that. I'd sit there for 4 hours. I put her little shoes on, dress her up. Loved it. Plaited her hair.
I think that's great. And I think like the closest I came, I used to have Playmobil. So I had a big Playmobil pirate ship and I had an island. I used to love pirate-y stuff. That was kind of what I was into as a kid. And then I wanted the house. They had a Playmobil house. And I remember my mum and dad looking and acting quite uncomfortable around me wanting this house. So I never got it. And now I know as I was older, it's because basically it was a doll's house, right? I think my mum now would feel very differently to how she did then. But, you know, these things happen. So, yeah, anyway, does this mean you will be seeing the Barbie film?
Oh, yeah, I'll go and see it.
Yeah.
And I think Ryan's looking lovely.
He does.
I think he suits the role.
Yeah. Apparently they wanted someone that looked a little bit older than he should be
I was busy.
Would you have gone for the bleached blonde?
God, well, I would have done it to be Ken.
You could have been
would have bleached my hair out to be Ken. I've been trolled for years being called a Ken Doe. I'd rather been paid millions of pounds to actually be a Ken Doe instead of being annihilated and torn a new arsehole on social media being called Ken.
Essex's answer to Ken.
Essex Ken Doe. So if there's another one and Ryan's busy, just who owns it? Mattel.
Mattel, yeah.
Anyone from Mattel out there, Bobby can be free. Fubar will give me a couple of weeks off to film it.
I'm sure.
But we'll park Barbie there. I'm going to play a little game as we go out of the show,
babe.
So I'm just going to make this up.
Okay.
So it's going to be a little quick quiz.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, have these celebrities dated? So this is linked to Renee's engagement.
I'll know this.
Yeah, as a journo, you're going to know this.
I've probably written about them all before.
So here come the questions and the answers.
Okay.
How confident are you in this?
10 out of 10.
All right, perfect. See, I don't know how to say this surname.
Say the first name.
Shia.
Shia LaBeouf.
That's the one. Yep. That's the one. And Hilary Duff.
Oh, fuck, I'm caught on the first one. Dated.
Oh, are you locking it in?
Yeah.
I'm going to lock that answer in. Oh, I'm going to lock my answer in as well. If you said dated, I'm going to say not.
Okay.
Let's say it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
You went for Maddie, our producer, to tell you.
They dated.
They did. I knew it.
He knew it. Jern, I always knows these things.
Yeah, knew it. Right. I can't imagine when, because I don't know where they were. Maybe like the Mickey Mouse Club or something. They ended together.
Oh, so yeah, before
like
I was born.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Gosling and Sandra Bullock dated.
Dated. Oh, no, it was Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. Was it?
Don't know. I would date both them Ryans, though, if I'm honest.
There's not a Ryan in the world, a famous Ryan in the world I wouldn't date.
That's true. I feel like that about Davids as well. Beckham, Gandhi.
There must David Williams.
Right, we're going to lock in that answer. Let's lock it in.
Wait, I don't know what I said. What did I say?
Did you? No, you
Who
said,
is it again?
You said they didn't date.
Didn't.
I said they dated.
Yeah.
And it's 1-0. They dated.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, so let's see how we're going. 1-0 here.
Yeah.
Adele and Stormzy.
Yes.
Dated.
Yeah.
We're both saying dated. We're on the same team here. Let's lock that in. They didn't date. I could have swore they did.
I thought straight after they...
Oh, it was Skepta. She was having a bit of a Skept.
Yeah, that's right.
Tricked us there. It was a tricky one. Oh, Simon Cowell and Leona Lewis.
No.
I feel there was always rumours of it, but no. I don't think it was ever confirmed. So I'm going to say no.
No.
I mean, I back in the day, I would have dated Simon Cowell, I think.
You'd date him now?
Yeah.
For the money?
We'll not, no, for the love.
Oh, yeah, sure, babe.
No, it's the position of the power, isn't it? It's the white shirt. It's the lovely teeth.
Oh, those jeans.
Oh, I'll wash and iron his jeans for him.
Oh, yeah, he needs some ironing. He definitely irons his jeans.
Right, we're both saying no to Leona and Simon.
Yeah.
Let's lock it in. No, they did.
Yeah, well, I knew that.
Yeah, we knew. that would have been a bit of a scandal, I think.
Yeah, I think that would have been like front page of the Sun sort of situation.
Ashley Olsen and Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong is gay, isn't he? From NSYNC. Yeah.
That's true.
I'm going to...
No, he's a cyclist.
Oh, that? Oh, no.
Yeah, the other one.
Not
you're not thinking
Lance
the one that
Bass.
Went to. You're thinking the
Lance
one that went
Bass.
To the moon. Are you yeah. thinking the one that went to the moon?
No, that's Neil Armstrong.
Oh, that's Neil Armstrong. Oh, yeah, that didn't happen.
Lance Armstrong, the cyclist, and no, I don't think they did because wasn't he married for a really long time, Lance Armstrong? I'm thinking Lance Bass from NSYNC. That's why I get confused.
So you're saying no? I'm going to say yes. Yeah. I reckon Ashley had a go. No shade, Ash. Let's lock it in. They did date.
Damn it.
Oh, I hope someone's keeping scores out there.
Okay,
oh, I
next?
Know the answer to this. Well, it could all be rumour mill, but I've definitely heard this one. Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Yes, true.
Yes, I feel yes.
I think she even spoke, but didn't she say that like having sex with him was like having sex with a woman? No, that was Prince.
Ah, was that Prince?
Yeah. Because she shagged. See, I mean, she's really shagged them all, isn't she?
she's been a girl, I think.
She's been around.
Allegedly.
Oh, see,
allegedly.
Now, because they went on a date. Like, it was
did
some,
he
like,
hate
MTV
her or she
awards.
Hated him? Something
Michael
happened.
Jackson.
I think they hated each other in the end. Was there a big rivalry?
I don't know. I remember them. I remember the pictures of them.
Like
they
the
were
90s,
some,
early 90s.
Yeah.
Did they date though?
I reckon if you count that one thing as a date, yes.
Yeah, I reckon they've had dinner. Yeah. Did he have her hanging from the chandeliers? I doubt it.
No, probably
I very
not.
Much doubt it. I've got a feeling they ended up hating each other. But I don't know. This is all just alleged.
No, I've never heard that, Bob.
Well, that there was a fallout.
No.
I'm sure there was a fallout between them
I mean,
two.
To be fair, she doesn't have many friends.
Or am I thinking of someone else? There's definitely someone she'd fallen out with.
Everyone. She fell out Gwyneth Paltrow. Anyway, did they date?
Did they date? They did date.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe she was hanging from the shand.
Yeah, maybe once.
Once.
Just the one time.
Taylor Swift and Drake dated. I'm saying
no.
You say no?
Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty hot on everyone she's dated. I don't think there's Drake. Why are you laughing?
Don't know, I'm just trying to think of the...
There was like... Yeah, no, I can't... There was definitely no... I still remember that picture when she was dating Harry Styles and she was like waiting at the ferry terminal on Necker Island in the Caribbean where Harry had been with Richard Branson. She was just sitting there looking really sad.
I'm going to say they dated. You're saying no.
I'm saying no.
Lock it in. Oh, they didn't date. Well done, Stephen.
No, my Tay-Tay. I don't even really like Taylor Swift.
Here we go. Next one. George Clooney and Jennifer Aniston.
No.
No. No, I'm saying no.
No.
You're saying no?
No.
We're locking that in quick.
That would be really quite big news if they did.
They didn't.
No.
And this is the final one, guys.
Go on, then.
Macaulay Culkin and Mila...
Is it begin with a J?
K.
Mila Kunis.
Kunis.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Yeah, they were quite famously together for quite a while. Yeah.
Lock it in. Yeah, yes. They did date.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a fun little game.
I mean,
producer Maddie, who won that? We're all winners here.
Oh my God.
It's the taking
the
part.
The worst
that
quiz
counts.
Of all time.
It's the taking part that counts. I've got to go do my research on Madonna and Michael now.
Yeah, it's a good little one for the journey home, actually.
Yeah. Good to know. Yeah, maybe I just dreamt that there was a fallout, but you know what the 90s were like. It all went on.
Everyone was shagging.
Everyone was shagging, people were rowing, and obviously everything's alleged. but on that note, so lovely to be reunited with you, Stephen, after
Very
6 weeks.
Very nice to be back, yes. But we're not here next week.
I'm here next week. You're not next week, is it?
No.
Stephen, you're not here next week.
Right.
I'm here next week.
You
and
are,
then
okay.
Neither of us are the week after.
Right, okay, got it.
It all goes on, guys.
And I'll be in New York.
He's in New York. He's looking after the cats. Stephen's on pussy watch. So I'll be here holding the fault for you guys. And then we'll be having a week off. But we'll worry about that and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
What you guys need to do now is head over to Instagram and make sure you are following us at AAAFUBAR. And until next week, guys, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye.